These ride-alongs don't require wearing a bulletproof vest or signing any forms acknowledging you might end up in danger. In fact, Seattle Police Sergeant Sean Whitcomb says he can guarantee the experience will be safe.
And the best part of it is people can do it from their desk at work or from their homes.
That's because instead of sitting in the passenger seat, anyone joining these officers is in front of a computer. The policeman uses the social networking site Twitter to keep observers up to speed. The result isn't quite like the real deal.
There is some degree of filtration. You don't get to be in the car as it's driving lights and sirens to a call.
Doesn't that take maybe a little bit of the fun and suspense out of it? Because a real ride-along, you'd be there for all of that.
Absolutely. But we'll try to recapture some of the fun.
For instance, Officer Nate Chopay tweeted from his patrol of the Beacon Hill and Holly Park neighborhoods, 12:03 p.m. A few folks were suspicious of some cable guys. They turned out to be legit. 12:58 p.m. Having too much to drink and accidentally hurting yourself is not advised, but still legal. While virtual ride-alongs might not be as thrilling as an episode of reality TV show Cops, Whitcomb says they do provide insight into the reality for Seattle's force. The department has done 4 so far and plans to do at least 1 a month in different parts of the city, unless the public loses interest. Hundreds of people stopped following the feed a few months ago when officers posted nearly every call they received. This time, they've promised to tweet with restraint. Charlotte Baer, KPLU News.